This is Truth of Life coming to you live on Real Power Network. You can also listen to this program on www.realpowerradio.com. In order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to earnest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, "The Antichrist. Men, when the hour comes in which, according to the divine will, the purification and winnowing must take place on earth, then watch for the predicted and partly supernatural signs in the sky. Do not then allow yourselves to be confused by those men and also churches who have already long ago surrendered to Antichrist. It is sad that until now, not even the churches have known where to look for this Antichrist, although he has already been active among all men for so long. If they had only been a little on the alert, they must have recognized it. Who can possibly act in a more anti-Christian manner than those who at that time fought against Christ himself, and also in the end murdered him? Who could have revealed themselves in a worse and also more obvious way as antagonistic to Christ? They were the leaders and representatives of earthly religion, and the true teaching of God, as revealed in and through the Son of God, did not agree with what they had built up. Indeed, the true message of God could not be reconciled with it, because the structure set up by priestly dignitaries was aimed at earthly influence, earthly power, and expansion. They proved quite clearly thereby that they were servants of the human intellect, which is directed solely towards earthly knowledge and earthly power, and is hostile and obstructive to everything that lies beyond earthly comprehension. Now, since God remains completely outside the range of earthly intellectual knowledge, as also does the spiritual, the intellect is clearly the only real obstacle thereto. Thus, by its nature, it is opposed to all that is divine and all that is spiritual. And with it, logically, therefore, all men who acknowledge their intellect as of paramount importance and seek to build only upon that. The religious leaders of those days were afraid of losing influence among the people through the enlightenment of the Son of God. As everyone today knows, this was the main reason for the slanders they sought to spread against Christ, and ultimately also for the execution of the Son of God. They nailed him to the cross as a blasphemer of the very God by whom he was sent to bring enlightenment, and whose servants they professed to be. They tried to make people believe that they were serving God, but how little did they really know this God and his will, for whose honor and earthly defense this Son of God, the divine messenger, was, however, murdered by them. This was clearly the disastrous result of their enslavement to the earthly intellect, which fought solely to maintain its influence thereby. They allowed themselves to become the executioner as tools of the Antichrist, whom they had secretly enthroned in their hearts. For this satisfied their human weaknesses, their presumption, arrogance, and vanity. Whoever expects clearer proof cannot be helped, for there is nothing more antagonistic to Christ, the Son of God, and his words. And indeed, Antichrist signifies the fighter against Christ, against man's redemption in God's message. The earthly intellect drove them to it. This very intellect, as a poisonous product of Lucifer, is an instrument for him, which has become the greatest danger to mankind. Thus, the disproportionate overdevelopment of the human intellect in the past has grown into the hereditary sin for man. Behind this, however, stands Lucifer himself as Antichrist in person. He it is who, through men, was able to raise his head. He, the only real enemy of God, he acquired the name of Antichrist through his hostile struggle against the mission of the Son of God. None other would have had the strength and the power to become the Antichrist. And in his warfare against the will of God, Lucifer makes use not merely of one man on earth, but of nearly all mankind, thus leading them to destruction under the effect of the divine wrath. Whoever cannot grasp this most obvious fact, that only Lucifer himself could be the Antichrist, who dares to oppose God, will never be able to understand anything of all that takes place outside the world of gross matter, that is, outside what is purely earthly. And as it was then, so is it still today. Indeed, far worse. Today, too, many religious representatives will want to fight bitterly to maintain the earthly intellectual ordinances hitherto upheld in the temples and churches. It is precisely this human intellect, blunting all nobler intuition, that is one of the most insidious growths of Lucifer, which he was able to spread among mankind. All slaves of the intellect, however, are in truth Lucifer's servants, who were accomplices in the terrible collapse which must thus befall mankind. End of quote. Just listen to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a walk in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message can be obtained on Grail Land, Ijuhus, Lagos, Grail Centers, and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to a public lecture based on the Grail Message. Date, Sunday, 23rd March, 2014. Venue, Grail Center, 129B Akomojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akomojo. Topic, Who Am I? What is my purpose? Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lecture, you will be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, we enter the interactive segment. For genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. Again, 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. All right, we have some text messages here. Please explain the process of how a soul enters the physical body. Now, through the knowledge given to mankind in the Grail Message, all these processes are now made known to those who are genuinely seeking. By the time a soul is ripe to incarnate, already such a soul is enveloped by light cloaks, that is, fine, gross material cloak. And the soul will be attracted to that particular woman, or that family, or that community, or that country, in accordance with the law of attraction of homogeneous species and also the law of reciprocal action. And at the appropriate hour, threads of attraction will be from the soul, which is enveloped in fine gross material cloak, and the body that is developing in the womb. And this thread will become stronger at a certain stage in the development, which occurs in the middle of pregnancy, the soul will then be absorbed into the physical body that is developing in the womb. And that is also the time when the woman will feel the first movement of the child. And that is how incarnation takes place. All right, we have Mr. Godwin calling from Ejigbo. All right, Godwin. Yes, good evening.
I want to ask, right now,
please. Can you reduce the volume of your radio set? Reduce the volume of your radio set, please.
Huh?
All right, go on. Go on with your question.
My question is, doctor, I think during this time that people that they have been talking very fast, that is the commemorations of the event in Christian Gandom. Some people for me isn't made, is it recognized?
All right.
This is my question.
All right. Now, if you look at the issue of fasting, fasting helps man through the deprivation of food, water, and so on, to be able to concentrate his thoughts while praying. That is what fasting does. The whole essence is to be able to make connection with the spiritual forces. Fasting helps that process, but that is all. So, whether you now want to eat meat or fish, or you don't want to eat meat or fish, is another matter entirely. But that is what fasting does. Okay, let's take another text message here. Does the great message believe in the Holy Spirit? Of course, yes. It is only through the knowledge given to mankind in the great message that you come to know who the Holy Spirit is and his activity. The Holy Spirit is the will of God, and it is he that is the judge of God also. He is the one that our Lord Jesus Christ promised to send as the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Okay, now let's take another call. Yusuf is calling from Adeni. Hello, Adeni Jones, all right?
Yeah, Adeni Jones.
Okay.
Yes, please, I want you to extend the term speaking in tongues, and on which occasion can somebody speak in tongues?
Alright, now that issue of speaking in tongue has been misunderstood. What actually happened was that during the time the disciples foregathered in Jerusalem and they received the power from on high, at that time the power was so enormous that when they received this power, they were able to speak to those who foregathered in their own native tongues. In other words, many people came around when they heard it was like a tempest, and people rushed to where the sound was coming from, and they saw the disciples. The people that came were of different tongues, that is, Jews were there, Gentiles were there, all with different tongues. And the disciples themselves, each of them have their own native tongue. And they were speaking their native tongue to the people. And the people were understanding, even though they are not of the same tongue. What happened at that time was that because of the enormity of the power that they received, they spoke to the spirit of the listeners and they were able to understand it, even though they were not speaking their own native tongue. So in other words, the tongue that is concerned in this case are known tongues, that is, they are known languages, both the ones spoken by the disciples as well as the ones spoken by the listeners. They are known languages. It's not this gibberish nonsense that people now say they are speaking in tongues, which in actual fact is a fraud. But when you know the operations of the laws of creation, then you will know what is possible and what is not possible. All right, now let's take more text messages here. Bible says the dead know nothing. How come your message says the dead can be conscious of people he left behind? Now, let's talk about that statement made in Ecclesiastica. The author of Ecclesiastica only wrote according to his level of understanding and recognition by saying that the dead knows nothing. They are conscious of, they are not conscious of anything. But after that, did our Lord Jesus Christ not come to tell us about life everlasting? How do you understand this life eternal? If somebody dies and he enters eternal life, is he not conscious of life there? Of course. The death of the physical body is only at physical death. The soul continues to live after the death of the physical body. Ali is calling from Alagbadu.
Okay.
You are on, Ali.
Hello.
You are on.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. What is the position of our sense of reasoning to ensure the truth among the various religious sects?
Sense
How
of,
do we use our sense of reasoning to differentiate truth?
Okay, how to differentiate the truth using sense of reasoning. Alright, okay, listen to the radio for the response. Now, the truth is eternal. When we left paradise, all of us were given a spark of that truth embedded in our spirit. We left as spirit seed. And so, we are supposed to develop all those talents given to us when we left home. If we have not buried these talents through evil and superficiality and vanity, then we must recognize the truth wherever we come across the truth. The truth is simple, it is constant, and it is unchangeable. When you come across the truth, it sets off independent thinking, and you can follow it to its logical conclusion. The truth does not end in some obscurity or in some mysticism. That is how you recognize the truth. But it is with the intuitive ability which we have within us that can help us to recognize the truth, and not with the sense of reasoning, which is actually the intellect. Moses is calling from Ipaja.
Hello, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit here. I want to ask you, sir.
All right, go on.
If any member of the body of the Holy Spirit on earth here, what will happen to the world, if especially the Christian?
If what?
If any member of the body die here on earth before the confirmation of the Holy Spirit here on earth, what will happen to the world, especially the Christian?
All right, let's talk about more on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you must understand, is also a part of the Almighty. In fact, when you talk about the Holy Trinity, that's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Emmanuel. And these are the two sons of the Almighty. Jesus on the right standing for love, Emmanuel on the left standing for justice. And this Holy Spirit is the will of God. It is through him that creation came into existence. When we read in the scriptures in Genesis and says that, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, it is thereby telling us that the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Spirit, not the Almighty, but the Holy Spirit, who is the will and through whom everything came into existence. So, learn to understand these factors. Examine the great message. Alright, OK is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
This is OK, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go on.
Sir, my question is, and you made mention of if as a genuine seeking, how do one, what do you differentiate between genuine seeking of God and ingenuine? As in, when someone wants to know the ways of God, I have to please him. How do you differentiate between the genuinity of your seeking and ingenuity of seeking God's will?
All right, now the genuine seeker is somebody who knows that he does not know and he wants to know. That is the seeker, the genuine seeker. He knows that he does not know and he wants to know. If you see one question unanswered within you and then you have the yearning to know it, then you are seeking, you are a genuine seeker. But the one who is not a seeker is the one who imagines that he knows and yet he does not know. Unfortunately, more than half of those who are seeking are not genuine because they bring along with themselves their preconceived opinion. And if they have to change this preconceived opinion a little, even that which contains the truth, they are not willing to change. So the genuine seeker is one who is ready to learn, who knows he does not know and is actually seeking. All right. Openness is calling from Moway. All right, go on. Go on. What is the question, really?
I think when you go through that, there's all sort of rituals.
You mean what will be the consequences for them?
Yes, on their soul.
All right. Anybody that does that which is wrong will, of course, reap the consequences. Somebody who is doing ritual, killing people and so on, of course, you should know that he will also reap the consequence. The moment his soul leaves the flesh, he will find himself among those who love to murder and kill themselves, and he will also suffer doubly for all he has done. So that's that. Now, let's take more text messages here. Is it possible to know when a person will die by that person? Well, most times we do not know. But it is also possible for one reason or the other for somebody to know. He may have premonition that his time is ripe and he will start to prepare. But the important thing is not to know when we are dying, but to prepare ourselves before that time. Because this art life is a special opportunity given to us to change. It is easier to change when we are here on earth, because it's so difficult when we leave the flesh. The reason is that this gross material physical body acts as a protection. It is as if man is in a turbulent sea, very violent sea. But there is a rock in that turbulent sea. He is hiding behind that rock. behind that rock is able to change for the better. But when his time of hard life comes and is not able to change, he is thrown into turbulent sea. There it is not as easy to change as it is when here on earth. So our goal should be to learn to recognize the laws of our Creator and then to live accordingly. Now somebody ask, please specify the laws of God. Now, the laws of the Almighty, as also explained to us in the Great Message, there are three basic laws. And on these three, everything in creation is wrong. There is a law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. No other person can reap what you have sown for you. There is also the law of attraction of homogeneous species and also the law of spiritual gravity. All right, now Bola is calling from Abuja. Hello, Bola.
Hello, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. I want to know, sir, from you.
Yes.
This earth we are is a planet.
Yes.
And I want to know whether people are on the other planets, as we are told. That there are other planets elsewhere, whether people are living there. And if at all people are living there, you know, in this heart here, when people die, are they calling, are they experiencing death over there too?
All right, okay.
That's my question, sir.
All right. Now, there is a basic law that governs the entire creation. Irrespective of where a man finds himself in the cosmos. But through the knowledge in the Great Message, we know that the material world, which is the field for the development of the human spirit germ, has seven parts. Each world part is so gigantic that you cannot even imagine it. Millions and millions of galaxies for each world part. And so it is even impossible for a man to leave his world path and enter into the next world path. He cannot even live to tell his story. But in each particular world path, there is only one planet there where human beings are living and experiencing. The world path that we occupy is called Ephesus. And in Ephesus, the earth is the world, is the planet where human beings are living. Now, the material world itself is organized in forms of, as a basic unit, is the solar system. That is the sun and with the planets revolving around it. They are innumerable. But in this, our own solar system, in this world part called Ephesus, only this one has human beings living there. And irrespective of where the human beings are, the same law applies. The human beings there are exactly the same way as the human beings here on earth. All right, now, sorry, Mr. Femi called from Kaduna. You should call again. Let's call the numbers for those who may still wish to interact with us. And that is 0705-298-0298. Or 0805-944-1123. All right, now another question here. If a person kills somebody, will he not be carrying the sins of the people he killed upon his soul? Whereby, okay, when he kills somebody, he carries the sins of those he killed. Not necessarily. If somebody kills another person, his guilt is killing the one he has killed. And he, of course, carry the consequences. Each one will carry his own consequences. But if, for example, somebody misleads another one through wrong teaching, and the one he has misled has gone astray, then he is tied to the one he has misled. And he will not be able to ascend until he is able to correct the one he has misled. And if he has written a book or his work is in the print and is still continuing to mislead people, so long will his ascent in the beyond be delayed until the very last person he has misled through his writings and books has crossed over to the beyond. Then he must now help every one of them to reach that point they will have been if they have not been misled by his wrong teaching. That is balance. Because what you do that is wrong, no other person can correct it except you yourself. That is the law of sowing and reaping. Okay, more text messages here. Okay, Mr. Okukure is calling from Lagos. All right, go on.
My question is, how can somebody know that if you're really keeping the very law of God?
The real people?
The very law. How can somebody know that he's keeping the very law of God?
Who are the true...
Somebody knows that he's really keeping...
Who is keeping the laws?
Yes.
You should not bother yourself about who is keeping the laws. You keep the laws and forget about the other person. So whether he himself is keeping the laws, before you can keep the laws, you first of all must know it. So I will advise you, get a copy of the Great Message, examine it. You'll find all that you need to know concerning the laws of the Almighty. Now, as I was saying, concerning the, there are three basic laws. The law of sowing and reaping, which can be, the sowing can be in our thoughts. Every single thought we have produced is the seed, and it must eventually give us the consequences in our words, our deeds, and that which comes from our heart. But the consequences does not necessarily come in the same earth life. It can come this earth life, or it can come in the beyond, or later when we reincarnate. All right, Mike is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
You are on. Good evening.
This question.
Yeah, go on.
How do we get close to God? Is it through the Holy Spirit or by our own nature?
All right. How do we get close to the Almighty? The only way we can get close to Him is to understand His will. Remember the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, "It is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven." So, our first duty, what is the will of God? The will of God manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws. These laws of creation is one thing we must learn to know and obey them. It's only when we obey them that we can now say we are getting close to God. All right, Femi is back from Kaduna. Hello, Femi.
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello, sir.
You are on, please.
Sir, is there a particular time for one to fast?
Time to fast, all right. There is no particular time for one to fast. Fasting only helps one to in his prayer to concentrate his thoughts. That is what fasting does. Through the deprivation of food and water, there is a change in the radiation of the physical body. This change in the radiation makes the connection between the body and the soul to be loosened in a way. This loosened connection now enables the soul, or when man is now praying, to be able to concentrate his thoughts so that his prayer can have more fervor and power. That is all. There is no other thing that fasting does but that. So it's not that when you fast, then you are accumulating credit in one way or the other, that the Lord will now say, okay, you are fasting. No, it only helps you to concentrate the thoughts and pray fervently. But what we need urgently is in every moment of our life to be conscious of the laws of our Creator and to adjust our life in accordance with these laws. It is only then that we will be pleasing to God. It is only then that we will be close to Him, in the sense that being spiritual and we coming from the spiritual kingdom, the connection between us and our home will become stronger. Then we become powerful. That is what makes us to be closer to the Almighty. Dele is calling from Ipaja.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Dele from Anabaja, sir.
Go on.
How do you truly know that you are serving God? How do you truly know that you are a child of God?
Same question. How do we know that we are serving the Creator? The only way we can know is, first of all, to know His will, to know His laws. But unfortunately, the vast majority are ignorant of these laws. Many people will say, I'm a child of God. It's only he who stands in the will of God, who lives according to these laws, that he has to become a child of God. The fact that a human being is a human being does not make him a child of the Almighty. All right, Timothy is calling from Abuja. Hello, Timothy. Are you there? Hello? Sorry. Timothy should try and call the numbers again. 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. All right. Friday is calling from Hwaji in Imosi. All right, go on, Friday.
Okay, I want to ask why people are ready to help the person that is governing the people.
Can you please, Friday? Can you lower the volume of your radio set? Lower the volume so that we can hear you properly.
People very well don't get
the
positions of authority.
The answer is very simple. The answer to that is because the majority of the people themselves are not honest. So when the majority are not honest, then it is only one of them, the dishonest people, that also be their leaders. But when people are yearning for a change and they want to be good, and there are more people who are good, then naturally from amongst them also they will find good person who is their leader. In other words, a people desire the leadership they get. When people want to have good life, then they themselves will be ready to do that which is good. Then they will have a good leader.
Yes.
All right, now the other question from IK is coming from Sake Island, Lagos. IK, are you there? IK, are you there?
Yeah.
Please go on.
Okay, I'll ask the question again.
Yeah, go on with your question, please.
My question is that I learned that Lucifer was once an angel in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And when he rebelled against God, he was chased down from kingdom of God to the earth.
Yes.
Originally, angel who was who rebel against God, or they were in a group. And another one is my question is some pastors are believed to be gay, homosexual. They are among the Catholics who are believed to be leading a celibacy life. Is that supposed to meet woman, talk less of being gay?
All right.
And the learned man in the teaching of God, what is your plan? How do you support this
All right, now to your first question, Lucifer. Lucifer was an archangel. He was sent down to help man in his development. And what he was to do was to bring enlightenment on how to use the intellect, to put light into the use of the intellect. But he disobeyed the commandment. He now tempted man to overdevelop that intellect, knowing fully well that when man overdevelops the intellect, he also becomes spiritually indolent. And with spiritual indolence, he will be cut off from his home, paradise. And that's what tore Lucifer down. Now, to your second question, whether a pastor should be gay and homosexual, of course, those are wrong things. Gay homosexuality is wrong. It is not natural. So also, it is not, it's also not natural for somebody to say he's celibate in the guise of serving the Almighty, that he does not want to have sexual intercourse because he wants to serve the Almighty, he wants to be chaste. That is not chastity. Chastity has to do with the quality spirit of man, not with the privation of physical sexual instinct, which is natural to man. It is when they deprive themselves of such things that they now go into gay and homosexuality, which is wrong in itself. All right, Ken is calling from Alagbadu. Hello, Ken.
Hello, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any such thing as some kind of a destined wife or a soulmate.
You want to do what?
I want to know if there's any such thing as somebody having a destined wife or a soulmate.
The question is not clear. All right, now the thing is that at the time a soul is born into this physical world, it comes along with certain qualities and characteristics, and it is also, he also have a complementary soul that has the complementary qualities and characteristics, not necessarily one but several. And so, but when the two of them that have complementary qualities meet, then there will be harmony. There will be spiritual harmony between them. And if they now join together, husband and wife, that is the kind of marriage that you can now say is made in heaven, because their qualities are complementary, and then there is peace, there is harmony and happiness in their union. It is only such a union that is made in heaven, and that no one should put asunder. Unfortunately, more than 80% of the union that is made today in the name of marriage are not genuine, and that is why they are breaking down today. Hello? All right, there was one question sent in by the person that called from Abuja. That is it right to have sex before marriage? In the laws of the law, or in the laws of creation, what is essential is the love between the man and the woman. If a man and a woman have sexual intercourse and there is no true love between them, then they have gone against the ninth commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not lust after thy neighbor's wife." Whether they are now in marriage or not is immaterial, because even in marriage, when there is no true love between the man and woman and they have sexual intercourse, they have disobeyed the ninth commandment. Genuine love is the only basis for the union, for any sexual intercourse between a man and a woman. The danger is this: when a man has such a connection, because the two of them are only, is only lust that brought them together, they are not of the same spiritual maturity, and they have made intercourse. The law ordains that the one that is higher spiritually will be retarded in his development by the one that is lower, and it may take a long time before they are able to separate themselves. So that is why one has to be very, very careful in these instances. Now, to remind us of the upcoming public lecture slated for 23rd of March. Yes, the date is Sunday, 23rd of March, 2014. Venue of the lecture, Grail Center, 129B, Akonwojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akonwojo in Lagos. And the topic, Who Am I? What is my purpose? Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lecture, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we are gradually coming to the end of today's transmission. And for those who may still wish to interact with us, after this program, the telephone numbers to call 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Our website, www.truthofliferadio.com. Email, info@truthofliferadio.com. Let's take the last call. Shadrach is calling from Kaduna. Hello, Shadrach. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, please, quickly. You are the last caller. Go on.
Okay. I just want to confirm whether the in light of truth, that you do believe in reincarnation.
Of course,
and
yes.
If the church believe in it, I beg, how do we talk to throw my more light on it? So
all right.
I understand what...
All right, quickly. There is reincarnation. Reincarnation is a great grace of the Almighty given to every human being to come back and correct his errors, correct his mistakes, so that he can then move on and improve when he eventually passes into the beyond. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trained it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Until we meet next Sunday, I am Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.